Blog Talk Radio.
Black Renaissance, white gold, white gold, white gold. Black Renaissance, white gold, white gold, white gold. Black Renaissance, white gold, white gold. Black Renaissance, white gold, white gold, white gold. It's a new summer era. We don't wanna see the heroes. We fighting against each other. It's the love that we need with one another. You understand? Trust might be love. Knowing through all, keep on going. Black Renaissance, white gold, white gold. Black Renaissance, white gold, white gold, white gold. Gotta get on your grind, don't confuse your mind. Let that dream come true. Stop playing a fool, chatting to my soul. Playing for forgiveness, never get lost in the world of sin. That's while I'm trying my vision. Seeing knowledge is given, knowing what's been hidden. Living life, only good intentions, not playing the victim. Standing by strength of perfection. Success is your best liquid. Becoming one of noble reflection. Positive vibration in the spirit. Turning for the moment with a blessing. Remember this lesson. Truth be told through these confessions. Why you guessing? Stop stressing. Stop stressing. Black Renaissance, white gold, white gold, white gold.
What's up, everybody? This is your girl, Indaya Morrell. Welcome to a special edition of Dollhouse Radio. I have my co-host for the night, Angela Royale, with me, my assistant. Definitely, we wanted to come on tonight and talk about what's been going on in the media. I think it's very important for us to speak up right now and talk because we haven't really been talking about it lately. So what's been going on? So I thought it was very important for us to voice our opinions and, you know, put our opinions out there and see what you guys and our listeners think. Angela, you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Can you hear me? Can you hear me good?
Yeah, I can hear you real good.
Okay, good. So tonight, if you guys are tuned in, this was not a planned show. This is something that we decided to do, and I think that it's necessary that we should be here tonight. I have my TV on CNN right now. We're watching the protest that actually is dwindling down right now in Atlanta. A lot of crazy things have been happening last week. What do you think about all the things? Let's go back to and if you guys are just joining us, I'm Indaya Morrell. I'm the owner of Dollhouse Radio. And tonight's a special show. We're here for an hour. So if you want to call in before we get into everything we're going to talk about, call us 646-595-4038. We definitely want to hear what you guys want to just chime in on anything we're talking about. Angela, we're going to go back to the beginning of the week when all this started with Alton Sterling. He was shot. He was shot by police. We want to go back to that. Mm-hmm. What were your thoughts about that? You saw the video that was being passed around on Facebook and Twitter and all the social media outlets. What are your thoughts about that? Because so many people are weighing in on what they saw. What did you think about it? What did you see? What happened in Baton Rouge?
When I saw the video, it actually was in my Facebook timeline feed. Mm-hmm. And I watched the video, and for me, it was extremely disturbing.
Okay.
It was very disturbing. I saw this man, Alton Sterling. He was pinned down on the ground.
Right, right.
Pinned down on the ground. Uh-huh. He wasn't, you know, doing anything, and he was murdered.
Right,
in cold
right.
blood.
Right, right, right. I agree. I think that a lot of people saw what you saw. When I seen the video, the first thing I thought was, oh, no, not again. Here we go. Here we go again.
Right.
And
right.
I examined the video because I am a fair person. I like to stay neutral. I don't let thoughts come in my head just because it's a black person and I'm black. I have to be on the black person's side. I'm very neutral, and I wanted to look for myself. So I played it over and over because they kept saying, well, he
I
reached, his right hand reached for the gun. And just, I'm like, well, what, let's go back. Could you really see
right.
that? Now, I saw an HD version of the video, and I still saw this man pinned down, okay?
Yes.
And I
yes.
know that it doesn't take, I mean, I'm a good person with good sight. I could see, thank God. And I did not see nobody reach for a gun. And it's just crazy. It's crazy to me that, you know, whoever else was looking at the video and their thoughts, they saw something different. Please let me know what video you was watching because I did not see that. Now, if this man reached for a gun, that's a totally different story. But at the same
exactly.
time, even in that, there's a way that you take care of things. He did not. He was shot point blank range, and he was shot more than once. Now,
right.
how many times do you need to shoot somebody once they're already gone? That man was shot so many times, and I didn't see nobody reaching for a gun. So I want to know. I want an explanation for that. And I want an explanation for, number one, why was he even harassed for selling CDs? I don't get that.
Exactly.
Why was he harassed? Now, I get that if it's something outside the liquor store, you know, they'll have signs saying no loitering, no distance, now you can't do this and you can't do that. But according to the guy who owned the store, this person, people around the neighborhood knew Alton. They knew who he was. He's always there. So I'm very
right.
curious of who called this in. They said that someone called it in, and someone complained that he was waving a gun around, which is very mysterious because I would like to hear that foot of audio too. That I would love to hear that audio, and I would love to know who called that call in because it was kind of mysterious because isn't it the same type of call when the when our little boy, what's his name, Tamir Rice, got killed? Someone mysteriously called it in that a young black man, which was really a young boy. You know what I'm saying? Come on, who is these people
right.
calling stuff in? He was waving. Did anybody see a gun waving? And where's that footage? I want to see the footage since they have cameras outside of that store. Where's the footage of him waving guns at people? Because that one, it doesn't sound. It seems like hearsay to me. In my opinion,
right.
it's hearsay. In the law, in the court of in the court of law, that will not stand because it's hearsay. Did you see it? Do we have it documented? No, it's hearsay. So the police basically came out because it was hearsay, and when they showed up, they saw a black man. He was big. They asked him questions. I'm still confused why they did not search him, because why did you wait
right.
till he got on the ground before you searched him? You should have knew he had
exactly.
enough when you tackled him on the ground. Why did you guys
exactly.
tackle him?
Especially
why didn't you search him first?
Especially if you supposedly received the phone call. So wouldn't
right.
that be the
exactly.
first thing that you would do?
It's the first thing you would have went for, because, see, I'm not a person. I mean, I'm not an attorney, but even though I wanted to be an attorney a long time ago, so I know a lot about the law. And I know damn well that if I was a police officer, if I got a call saying that it was a complaint of somebody outside waving a gun around, the first thing you would have been looking for is the gun, because you're protecting your life, right? You want to make sure you're okay, right? So why didn't you go for the gun?
Right.
Why didn't you check him? Why didn't you cuff him and check him? He was not cuffed. All I saw was the video they showed where they tackled him. I know they tased him first, and then they
right.
wrestled him to the ground. It was all done backwards. It was all done wrong, number one, okay? So we need to stop
yep.
pointing the fingers at these people that are victims. This man was a victim. I'm sorry. He was a victim. It
right.
had nothing to do with black or white. If he was a white man out there And the same thing happened, the same thing, I will say anyway, because he was a victim. I don't care about the white, black, whatever it is. Wrong is wrong, right is right. Let's put it like that.
Right.
Okay? But just so happened, yeah, everybody who's being murdered and executed is black people. Let's be honest. It's nobody else for me to defend because they're all black. Now, there was one boy, what's his name, we used to talk about a long time ago when Mike Brown was murdered.
And the name escapes me right now.
The white child that was the teenager, what was his name? Please, you guys, if you know what I'm talking about, he was murdered outside the store and he had the earphones on. The white teenager guy. We defended him. We talked about him. We made people know his name.
We did.
It did not matter about color. It's about right is right, wrong is wrong. Okay? That's what it's about. And in this case of Alton Sterling, this is wrong. The police did not do the right thing. They messed up numerous times. They did not check for a gun. Okay? To me, they went in for the kill. I'm sorry. It is what it is. That's what I saw. They murdered that man.
Oh, yeah.
They shot him in the chest. So you telling me you couldn't shot him in the leg? You couldn't tase him again? I don't know. It's weird. It's two of you on top of him.
Exactly. And from what I could see, and I was actually watching the video again, it looks as if his arms are completely pent. So for them to say he reached for the gun, you know,
now,
that
okay, let's
doesn't
go back
seem true.
Right. And go back to what you said earlier, Angela, that the call came in, right? They said that there was a man outside waving the gun around, right?
Right.
Now, why would they surprise? Why would the officers be surprised that a gun is present? He has a gun. He has a gun. That's what they said. If you listen to the audio, somebody says, the officer, one of the officers said, he has a gun, he has a gun. Why are you surprised he has a gun when someone told you that he had a gun when you should have checked
right.
him and patted him down before you took him down anyway?
Exactly.
I'm just confused. I'm thrown off a little bit. Some things are not adding up to me. Things are not adding up. It's not making sense. I'm not a police officer, but I know that they did that shit backwards. I don't know if it's just me. Anybody else out there feel that way? 646-595-4038 is the number. You're tuned in to Dollhouse Radio right now.
I agree 100% with you. I feel as though they went in to kill, you know, and that they didn't follow any proper protocol when they arrived on the scene. The bottom line is that he didn't deserve to lose his life, you know.
No, he didn't. He didn't. No.
None of his actions should have prompted that at all.
Right. Mhm. Yep. Let's move to the next victim. Let's move to Philando Castile. I'm watching his uncle and his family on TV right now. Let's move to Philando. Now, this was 48 hours. Within 48 hours, you had two different incidents that happened involving police officers. That's weird.
Yeah.
Is that weird to you? Okay. Philando Castile, working man, another black man. Basically, he wasn't even driving. He was a passenger. Was he a passenger? Was he driving, or was he? I'm not sure. I don't want to say something I don't know. I'm not sure.
I
don't want to say that.
Let me double check
like
here.
He was a passenger. He went when he got stopped. He was. He told the officer that he did have a gun. He was authorized to carry. If anybody knows about, he was authorized to carry his gun. So he was. That means that you know he had a gun on him and. He had his paperwork and everything was official. He was just letting officers know that he did have one. He wasn't pointing it at the officer. Anyway, he went to, I guess, give his ID, and he was shot. That's what the girlfriend was explaining. I think her name is Diamond. She was explaining live on Facebook. She was actually recording while everything had happened. And the issue about that, I'm very confused because why was the officer scared once the guy told him, let him know, look, you know, just in case you want to search the car, like I got a gun inside. He didn't point the gun at him, but he went to go reach for his ID and he was shot. Why do you think that, yep. I mean, what's going on here? Are they scared? Why are they so afraid? I'm confused about it. What do you think happened here?
I mean, this incident with Philando was completely, that was just ridiculous. And for the record, he was driving.
Okay, he was driving. Okay, yes.
Yep, he was on the driver's side. But that was for absolutely no reason. He did what
right.
he was supposed to do. He let the
mm-hmm.
officer know, hey, I'm licensed to carry a concealed weapon.
Yeah.
You know, in this incident here, like, this was just completely unjust at all. Another situation. And this man mm-hmm. did what he was supposed to do.
He did exactly what he was supposed to do. Exactly. So when you have these people who are like, you need to comply with the police officer, the police is the law, and you need to do this and do that. But when we do exactly what we're supposed to do, we still get shot. How are we supposed to feel safe when the police stop us from now on? When we're doing exactly what we're supposed to do, how are we supposed to feel safe when those lights come up behind us? I'm sorry. We've seen, before this happened, we've seen Sandra Bland. We've
yes.
seen Mike Brown. We've seen so many other people. Sandra Bland, we can't even talk about that. If y'all want to talk about that, let's go to that. I don't understand how someone ended up in custody with the police and then didn't leave. She looked like she was in good health to me. I'm sorry.
Right.
And that's still a mystery. So if anybody out there that don't see what's going on and they want to stay blinded to everything that's happening right now and they want to have excuses and protect some of these bad officers, I'm not standing by that. You can't stand by, I can't support something that's not right. It's good officers out
right.
there. Let me just put
yes,
that out
there.
I have officers, people who are officers within my family, and they're good people. You have good officers. I know good officers. I know personally people who are police. But then you
yep.
have to understand where there's good, there's always bad in anything. You can't
right.
say they're all police officers are good. For anybody who says that, you're an idiot. For anybody
yep.
out there who believes that all police are good, you are a fucking idiot. To even speak those words out of your mouth, because that lets you know how sleep you are. Because if you don't think that corrupt police, not just in taking down black men, but in other things that they have been exposed in, come on, why do you think they have, what do they call it, the affairs, the internal affairs?
Internal affairs, uh-huh.
Exactly. That's created so that they can get all the bad people out. So why is that created? Because they know that it's black police. Really? There's no bad police officers? You're right. Get the hell out of here.
Yep.
So to me,
mm-hmm.
don't make it seem like we don't have some type of issue going on. There's not something going on when each year, each week, we have to have the same thing go on. We have to see the same thing on the news. Our people are being killed. If it would have been like some white people, some other people, and police just killing people, then we'll be like, you know what? They're just killing. They are. They're killing people regardless. It's not right. But when they're attacking
right.
a certain race, that's, to me, in my mind, it's called genocide. And I'm sorry. It is what it is. Anybody can take it how you want, because no police should take no life. Nobody should take nobody's. The guy who took those police officers' lives last night, that's not right. Nobody should
no,
take
it's
nobody's
not.
Life. Nobody's life. I'm not supporting that either. I don't
right,
support,
that's
you what... don't take nobody's life. I don't care who they killed, who they murdered. God will deal with them. But you don't have the right to take nobody's life. Let's put that out there. But let me
right.
also, let's go back to the police brutality. When they're concentrated and focused on one group of people, that's, to me, genocide.
Mm-hmm.
That means that the focus is on us. And then all to top it off, when I came and returned back home yesterday, it was the previous night there was a KKK rally here in Atlanta, and then the next day they found a young man hanging in the tree, and they said that it was suicide. Please. Really?
Oh, my God.
So to me, if you guys don't see something going on, and guess what? Ain't nobody really talking about that. Go look it up. It's there in the news. But it's not getting attention. Because guess what? Now we're talking about what happened last night.
Right.
Now everybody's focused on what happened last night. Everything else is flushed under the rug. We're not going to talk about that right now. Yeah. Okay. But guess what? I don't forget nothing. And I feel that we don't need to forget. We need to remember and we need to see that there is something going on and it has to stop. It has to stop. We cannot continue to have our kids scared to go outside, to go to school, to get in the car. This guy, Philando Castile, his daughter was in the back seat of the car when he was shot. So you're telling me that it's okay to shoot somebody and kill somebody, execution style, and basically let the child see it? You don't think that that's going to, like, affect that child? So it's okay for our children to see this type of stuff. We're not coming to your neighborhood doing that type of stuff with your kids. Really?
Right.
So that's
it's
not
disgusting.
An issue. That's disgusting.
Mm-hmm.
And any person who thinks that's okay and defends that, you are disgusting.
I have seen a lot of, comments from people and then media, on social media, Facebook, and things like that. Everyone just seems really at a loss right now. Like,
yes.
Now it's like you can be doing nothing, the right thing, and still.
Right. You still can't win.
Right.
Right.
And everyone's like, we're trying to figure out the solution, but
right.
We can't. We don't even know where to begin.
The next day, somebody else is taken out. So it's like when you're trying to come up with a solution, you like back at square one because now you're like, oh, damn. I want to let people know something out there. This is very important. Because of all the stuff that's happening right now, to me, it's attacking your energy. You want to make sure you protect your energy right now. And I'm asking people to, even though all this stuff is happening, take time to meditate, take time to pray, take time to have time alone to just visualize positive energy around you because it's taking away your energy. It's too much negative stuff going on right now, guys. And you don't want this. You don't want to put. We don't want to put our energy into this. So we need to recollect ourselves, meditate, raise your vibrations, and you need to then step back and see what else we could do. Because being angry, when we're angry, it's hard to come up with like real logic stuff. Like, when you're angry, you're going to come up with other stuff. You get what I'm saying? So we have to calm down and come back. Let's calm down, meditate, pray, and let's come back. Don't give in to them because there's a lot of stupid stuff going on. And it seems to me it's like on purpose. I don't know why. In my body, I just feel like something is just on purpose. Like things are happening because people want them to.
Oh, yeah.
Don't let them get you all worked up into stuff, and I don't know. Honestly, what happened last night after the freaking theatrics that happened last night, I'm confused. Number one, they said, let's go to last night Dallas shooting, okay? Because, see, I'm a person of fact. Last night they said that the guy that shot was basically negotiating back and forth with the guys, the police officers, right, the negotiator. Number one, where's that audio? I want to hear that audio because anybody can come back and say, oh, he said he wants to kill all white people and blah, 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 and he was with Black Lives Matter. Let me hear that audio because other than that, guess what? Once again, in the court of law, what is that? It's hearsay. So I want to know where's that audio, where's that at? I'm pretty sure that somebody with all these robots and all these things you got, somebody got to have something. That's kind of weird. And to say that he was a part of the Black Lives Matter thing was really, like, weird that they would put him with the Black Lives Matter people. He had nothing to do with Black Lives Matter. He was just a random person decided to do something stupid. You get what I'm saying? Why are they talking to the Black Lives Matter folks? I don't get why they're attaching them to Black Lives Matter. I don't get that. And it seems like they're doing it because they don't like what Black Lives Matter represents. And they want to do anything to defame the name, and I don't think that's right. These people have the right to protest. These people have the right to organize peaceful protests around the world.
Right.
So what's the threat? What's the threat? The same thing when you talk about, like, the Black Panthers. People don't like when you organize. They don't like when you're coming together. Why not? They let the KKK outside of Atlanta. They let them go all over damn Atlanta and come together and talk. And I don't get in and they protect them. Why can't we do this? Why can't Black Lives Matter come together and organize protests and this and that? This man, they tried to say that this man, was he a part of Black Lives Matter? No, he was not a part of Black Lives Matter. And I just
right.
think that's really reckless for them to even try to put him a part of that. But I thought that would be something that would be coming anyways in the next couple of days where people start saying stuff like that. And it's already happening.
Right. We have a caller on the line, too, Andrea. I'm going to go ahead and pick up this caller.
Okay.
Caller, you're on the line.
Hey, what's up? This is Mr. Diamond. What's this?
Hi. Hey.
This is
Mr.
Timer.
Hi, Timer. How are you?
I'm good. It's good to be back on the air.
Oh, my gosh. I know. I felt like it was our – we had to do something tonight. We had to do something. The Dollhouse Radio have not said anything. I want to make sure we spoke – we have said our piece tonight. What do you think about everything that's been happening again? Because we're back here again talking about this after the Mike Brown thing. We spent every day that the Mike Brown thing happened, my St. Louis team, shout out to you guys, we spent the whole time covering the Mike Brown protest and everything that happened in St. Louis. What do you think that's going on right now, Timer?
I just think it's crazy. Just everything that's going on is just, you know, the pot is finally boiled over. It's unfortunate that, you know, everything, it's unfortunate where things are, where we're at right now, you know. And like you said, to attach that man to the Black Lives Movement is just another form of a disinformation system throughout this election year. You know, it's just to make it feel like this is what they've come to. You know, Black Lives Matter. You know, it's crazy. I don't know. I was like shut my mouth wide open. I woke up at 3 o'clock and I've seen everything that was going on in Dallas, and I mean it's crazy. I don't know what to say about it, India. You know?
Right. What'd you say, Angela? Angela.
Royce,
did we lose Angela?
I think I don't know.
Okay.
But I mean, like you said, I just heard about the young man that was hung down in Atlanta.
Yeah.
I didn't know. No one mentioned to me that it was a KKK rally going on at that time.
Right.
You know. And they were trying to say it was a suicide, but what are the odds? You know.
What are the odds of that? The KKK around and then there's a hanging. That sounds old school to me. I don't know. I just kind of think that it's a double standard where they protect certain groups and then certain groups are like kind of the outsiders. And I brought up the Black Panthers.
Guy.
Right, exactly. I brought up the Black Panthers when they showed up to the Mike Brown, the protest. They were very highly profiled. Like a lot of people didn't like them there. Now, I'm not talking about protesters. I'm talking about other people. And why do they get threatened by so many of these organizations that are like Black Lives Matter now has turned into something that's organized. And they're organized with, you know, they're organized like worldwide events, like for protests, like everywhere. Why are they like, why are these people, what's wrong with that? I don't see nothing wrong with peaceful protests. We have the right to protest.
I don't either.
You guys are there? We have the right to protest.
Right.
And
like you
said, go ahead.
No, I was just saying, like you said, you know what I'm saying, when it comes down to a KKK rally, you know what I'm saying, they don't get bothered. You know what I'm saying? They're walking down the street with their shotguns and machine guns. But you know what I'm saying, someone, for instance, you know what I'm saying, Black Panthers, they can go there unarmed and they're still bothered. Like you said, they're uneasy about it.
Oh, but we can go back to what's the guy that got shot and killed in the Walmart? I forget his name. We need to remember these names. Young man that was shot and killed in the Walmart. Let's not forget that was an open and carry state. Now, to anybody out there who don't understand what open and carry means, that means some states within the 50, within this country, our 50 states, some of the states are open to carry, meaning they can carry guns outside. Like Texas is one of them. Some of these states are open carry where they can carry big rifles to guns out where the police can see them. I mean, just out.
Right.
So I don't understand how this young man got shot in the Walmart where he didn't even have a gun. He was just in the gun section, and he was looking at a gun that was in the gun section, and he took it out, which you can go into the Walmart in that store and buy. And it was a pellet gun. So I'm confused why he ended up getting shot within that store that's an open carry state. Nobody even talked about that. Where was the NRA? Let's talk about that. You get what I'm saying? It's like some type of, like, some people get rights to do certain things, and then we don't get the same rights. That's the issue with me. That's my issue. Why don't we have the same rights? I didn't know that the right to buy air arms for white people. I didn't see that in the – I didn't see that. Did you see that? I thought it was just the right to bear arms. We do all have the right to bear arms. It's not just one race.
It's not. It's not at all, and it's, you know, it's confusing and outrageous that with that same token to know that there is a double standard when it comes to black men and white men when it comes to the gun.
You know,
the black man, his has got to be illegal, you know what I'm saying? But the white man, as you can say, can walk through bearing arms all day long and not get bothered and walk right next to the police and nothing said, you know.
I've seen on Facebook when some guy was out there with a machete wrestling with the police, and, like, he didn't even get touched.
Right.
I'm like, how can a guy walk into church and shoot six black people and basically walk out and then get arrested and go to Burger King and then get taken down to the jail? I'm confused.
Right.
Can somebody please let me know what's going on? Because I know I'm not just tripping. It's crazy.
No, not at all.
How can somebody walk into a movie theater, shoot up lots of people, not just he shot up everybody, and then walk back to his car and just sit there and get arrested, walk out without a scratch? Please let me know what's going on.
Right.
This man was selling CDs out of in front of the store. Mike Brown took cigars from back home. Let's keep going on. Freddie Gray. Let's talk about Freddie Gray. He got arrested, and for somehow from being arrested to getting transferred was killed. Let's talk Sandra Bland. All these people, I'm naming. Like, what happened? What's happening to our country? What's happening? If you don't see the race dividing, you guys are just you don't want to see it because you're racist. You don't want to see it because it's not your families that are not coming back home at night.
Right.
Do you get what I'm saying? Somebody that, well, all these people are named, their family members did not return. Somebody, that means every time somebody's family member gets killed, that takes away from the family. Somebody's mother is gone. Somebody's sister is gone. Somebody's niece is gone. Somebody is gone. But because it's not happening to you people, whoever you out there, it could be any of you. Who don't see what I see? It could be anybody. It could be another black person who don't see it because it's not happening to you. It's not in your family. It's not. It's, to me, I take it personal because it could be my cousin. It could be my nephew that I have. Do you get what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
This is serious to me.
Absolutely.
How did you get here? Sorry, guys. My dog just walked in the room. I don't know how she got in. But anyway.
it's like that mime. Did you see that meme where they have, you know, like 25 white people and 25 black people, and 9 times out of 10 the black people were killed and the white people were arrested on, you know, on a crime that is most likely even greater than the crime that the black person they committed. So I mean, it you know, saying the facts stats are stats, you know, said it's proven within stats that, you know, like Tupac said, life's hell for a young black male. You know, we can't even walk down the street to go get a candy bar or a whistle for the battery.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
It's crazy.
And here's my thing is that with all of these killings, why aren't these police being prosecuted?
Right. That's a whole other conversation. Exactly.
Right.
Like, nobody's even looking at that and saying,
right,
you know, how this was handled is inappropriate.
No. Let me tell you.
And that's why, that's another reason it keeps happening.
There you go. There you go, Angela.
I mean, look at the Mike Brown case to any other young black male, to Trayvon Martin, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
They go back into the social media and pick out things where kids are being kids. You know, even the white boys have their pants tagging off their ass. You know what I'm saying? So it's a stage that, you know, as a young male that we all go through in a sense, at least eight of us, 8 out of 10.
Right.
You know, so they try to take that and paint the picture of these kids being bad kids when really – when the facts come out, they're good kids, you know what I'm saying, being kids, you know, and to be harassed for just walking down the street to seeing Timmy over there pissing in the bushes and watch the sheriff ride past as if he doesn't see him, you know, it's just a double standard within it all, you know.
It is it's like a suspicion that black people are always up to something. We're always doing something. And I don't think that's right. I don't think that the Trayvon Martin case was right. You had a neighborhood watch guy who was not a police officer who was patrolling a kid, and he was told to stand down. He was told to stand down, leave him alone, and he pursued them anyway. Okay, that was some bullshit. Okay, we didn't say nothing. We was hurt. We let it go. You guys killed more people. It was more people in between Mike Brown. We didn't say nothing. It wasn't a lot of big protests. But then when Mike Brown happened, we said, you know what, wait a minute. Damn it, this has happened too many times. We're done. We're going to have to start speaking up. And that's the thing with black people. That's the thing. Only thing with black people is, to me, is number one, you got to learn how to be organized together, number one. And you have to. You have to, like, come together, and you have to be organized. You have to be organized. Don't fall for the trick of rioting. Don't fall for the trick of looting. None of that is – that's not going to help us. Okay? Leave that shit alone. We don't need no weed hair. We don't need no 99-cent shit, TVs and all that. That's irrelevant. The solution is going to be when you put your mind together and you do the right thing. And you stand up with each other and you fight for what you're trying to get, you know, whatever you're trying to fight for. And it's we want justice. That's all. We want to make sure that when we're stopped, we're not killed. We want to make sure that when our family members are stopped, they're not going to be wrongfully killed. That's it. We want to make sure that it's justice with these cases. How are all these cases the same? The only thing they're the same is the police officers killing them. They're all different in their own ways of how they happen. But how do they all come up where the police does not do time? I'm confused.
Right. Exactly.
So to me, it's telling America that, you know what? It's telling the black Americans, we don't really fuck with you. We don't really care about you. To me, that's our message we get. Now, anybody outside of us who can understand that, then guess what? Because maybe what you didn't get that message because they didn't send you the message. But we got the message. Okay? So anybody out there that's non-black that's like, well, that's not what they're saying. It's a lot of white people saying with a lot of these protests because they understand what's going on. And we salute those people. But to the people out there who are standing and saying they don't understand, well, sit your ass down because you weren't even called anyway. You didn't get the message. But we got the message clear that the right, we don't have the same rights as you guys. We don't have the same rights.
Right.
Every time that I'm stopped now, I am very nervous. Nervous. Okay?
Don't be.
And I walk, my angels walk with me. Now they're on 24-hour protect me. I'm on the list because I got to be.
I'm on the list.
Spiritual protection because it's crazy stuff going on in this world. Trust me, my angels are with me 24/7. This is crazy, you guys. This is crazy.
It's really an injustice. An injustice system for you know, saying just being black, period. You know, even to Sandra Bland, to what she went through for speaking her mind and for her not to have an outstanding warrant, you know, saying to be taunted by the cop, you know, saying being bothered by her responses, which as an American and not having warrants, you have the right to say what you say as long as you don't insult the cop, you know what I'm saying?
The wrong person. Now, I want to ask you about that timer because, you know, her Facebook post came out after the fact that when she was killed, she spoke out a lot. She spoke out a lot about, like, the police brutality and stuff like that. Do you think any of those things may have caused her to be targeted by the police? Do you think that? Because I sure do, but do you think that?
Yes.
Yeah,
because
definitely.
even here in St. Louis, you know, the St. Louis Metropolitan Police Department, they have a internet, you know, send department that watches over Facebook and other social networks to see what you're talking about. You know, it was a story that we ran on Truth Be Told, you know, where we read in The World, you know, The World is a hood paper here in St. Louis. But we told the story about how some guys were, due to the fact they were taking pictures of what, you know, how they got their money, you know what I'm saying, that stamp, you know, saying the cops rushed in on them and found them with some weight. I mean, it's definitely possible that, you know what I'm saying, her speaking out, you know, her speaking out just got her to the point where they knew who she was when they saw her coming.
Well, I'm going to tell you something. I'm going to tell you guys one thing. I don't fear nobody but God. That's the only person that I'm going to have to stand in front of and tell anything that I'm going to be afraid of. I don't fear man. I don't fear anyone on this earth, okay? So I'm saying to you guys, don't be afraid to speak out about whatever you want to speak out. It's your right. We have the right to protest. We have the freedom of speech. We can say anything that we want to say as long as it's not something that's involving hurt to somebody else, okay?
Right.
I don't, my background, I don't preach violence. But I do believe in we should have the right to say to our own opinion. We do have the right to our own opinion. And I will not allow anyone to silence me and shut me up, okay? Anything that I want to say, I'm going to say it. And if somebody has a problem with that, then you need to speak. Then you need to see me. Then you need to come directly and ask me about it. Because other than that, I speak my mind, and I will always speak my mind. I will leave this world always speaking my mind because that's how it's going to be. And I don't think that anybody out there who's being, what do they call them, like, not stalkers, but bullies, and you're being internet bullies and policing people and what they say on their comments, you have no life. You have no life. How are you policing? I'm not policing the people who are against what's going on and what we want to do and Black Lives Matter. I'm not on there looking for people. It's people who look for stuff like this. Who looked to sit back and argue back and forth with me about if the black guy was wrong and stuff. I'm not about to do that. I have my opinion, and I respect yours. Go on about your business before you get blocked, because I will block you. It's blocking people.
It's all a distraction.
It is a distraction. It is a distraction.
You know,
I think so, too.
When you're making progress.
Right.
You know?
Yep.
So, I mean, but at the end, love will win. You know,
yep.
I mean, the reason why we stay so silent with all these killings that have been nationally and worldwide publicized, you know, it's the family of the victims that are telling us, you know what, we're going to let God handle this. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
We're going to put our faith in this justice system. Hopefully, you know, we can get some justice out of this, you know, but we keep coming with the short end of the stick, which, you know, eventually, you know, you grow tired. We have the right to defend ourselves, you know, you know, at the end of the day. And I mean, it's
police
just,
are not, Primer, if a police just came into your house and shot you, I mean, you have no reason. They just came in and just did something or pulled you out of your car and just did something to you. I'm sorry, police are not. Like, you still have to protect yourself. So I feel like even if it's a strange person on the street, you're telling me that somebody, what if this police officer had a crazy day or he don't like what's going on right now with all this protesting? You can't tell me that every police officer don't have some type of mental effect from what's going on. Or I think they should be checking these officers. They should be doing checks to make sure that they have found where some officers were sending racist emails to each other, racist texts to each other, talking and communicating. So you can't tell me that some of these people are not affected by what's going on, too, and their only thing is out to come and harass us and do all kinds of stuff. So I'm sorry. I'm sorry. There's always two sides to a story. So all the people who are saying we need to stand in solidarity with the police, no, we need to stand in solidarity for peace. For everybody who's losing their lives over the nonsense. This is, we didn't start this. This has been going on for years. The only thing that's changed is the cell phones that are capturing all this stupid stuff.
Right.
They've been killing us for a long time ago. Let's go back. They used to hang us in a tree. Like, really? You act like they act like, oh, my God. No, no way the police can do that. Really? Really? They got pictures of police a long time ago with lynchings standing right by the KKK. Really?
Right.
What's the difference of now? Oh, they shoot us. That's the difference. Oh, we don't get hung anymore. Come on, you guys. I'm not stupid. Right. So anybody who don't think that's a problem going on, they're stupid. And you guys, you don't want to see. You don't want to see. And that makes you a part of the problem.
Yeah.
Now, the thing is, what I want to kind of end on this with is we talked about a lot of the issues. What is the solution? So we're going to go around the table. We're going to talk about the solution. Since we talked about the problem, there has to be a solution. And I'm going to start real quick. I'm going to say the solution for me. The solution for me will be, number one, I said that we need to organize, meaning organize peacefully and see some of the things, like Beyonce called for, she called the same thing. She said she put out a tweet, she posted some things on her website, and she wanted people to stand up and, you know, against the police brutality and stuff like that. And I think that our people need to be more organized. I already said that. I think that we need to know our laws. We need to find out our laws. I think a lot of these people don't understand the laws. I think they don't understand how things work. I think we need to educate ourselves because knowledge, and if the more we know about what's going on, you know what I'm saying, the more we can go forward to other things and know what we're up against. But if we don't know things, we don't know what are our options. You get what I'm saying? So I think the more we need to organize. And why are you wasting time on social media, taking selfies and Snapchatting bullshit? You need to wake up and realize that there's something going on here. And you guys are, whether you're going to be with it or not, it's stuff going on. And it could be your family member next of Black Lives Matter, somebody, a police officer shooting someone in your family. You get what I'm saying? This is stupid.
Mm-hmm.
It's stupid. We need to wake up. You got to first wake up, and we got to first be organized. You got to figure out solutions. You know, talking to your Congress, knowing who your Congress is in your state. It's people who live in these cities. They don't even know nothing about that. They don't know that they can go to their Congress and talk and pitch solutions and stay on their ass. That's what you pray them for. Stay on their ass till they get shit done. Look, we need this. We need that. We're going to petition this. Start all kinds of stuff. It's all kinds of stuff we could do. Protesting is just one. So.
Yep. Well, I agree 100% with everything that you just said. And also, I want to say, you know, violence is not the answer.
Never.
To everything that's been going on, because, you know,
mm-hmm.
when things like this happen, then, you know, there's some of us, they want to, you know, go and, you know, now you want to kill, you know, all the police officers, you want to kill all white people. And let me just say this, all white people are not racist, and
no.
all police officers aren't bad, as we already said, but violence, in, you know, my opinion, makes the situation worse.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because if we are doing that, that's giving them another reason on top of all the other ones they come up with on why they're doing what they're doing.
Right.
So, you know, mm-hmm. violence is not the answer. And I think that as, you know, in the community, like you said, we have to educate ourselves. We have to educate the children as well, because we have young black boys that are coming up. And, you know, for them, it's like, is this what I have, you know, to look forward to?
To look forward
so we have,
to, right.
Right. And so we have to educate them as well. And, you know, there's so many different things at play right now. You know, it's even a bigger issue than just racism, you know, that's going on. And there's so many things that we need to do. But we need all of our people to cooperate and work together, you know. So I'm
mm-hmm.
hoping that, you know, we'll be able to start coming together and, you know, our communities can be stronger together. It's just, you know, we've got a lot of work to do on our community.
We do have a lot of work to do. And I want to say to all the people who are organizing peaceful protests, you know, please, the people who show up, please go there to protest. I do believe that it's also people who know about these protests and come to, they're not even a part of the protest, they come and just start shit too. So just
mm-hmm.
like the guy yesterday, I really think that we need to just be aware when you're out there in your protest, be aware, be safe. And you know, you have the right to be there. Timer, did you want to say something, add something?
Yes. The solution is getting out to vote, utilizing it right. People died for it, blood, sweat, and tears. We've got to do that for the simple fact. We've got to vote against, you know, whatever's on the table that, you know, they're trying to implement. You
mm-hmm.
know, vote against it if it's not in our favor. If we're not going to the polls
mm-hmm.
until it's election poll, you know, until
right.
it's election season, then we're missing out on, you know, the other 4 years, you know, up and leading up into the election when we're not voting any other time, meaning they can pass any bill that can fuck us over. You know,
right.
We've definitely got to stand stronger as a people, communicate, spend money within, you know, within our community, you know, and communication is key within it all, but, you know, as well as love. I mean, we got to get rid of this, you know, saying competing with one another and grow together. You know, it's
mm-hmm.
just crazy out here. As you can see, it's a war going on that a lot of the world has opened their eyes to see themselves, that they're the war on a black man, you know, and peaceful protest is where it's at. You know, there's knuckleheads in every race, the good, the bad, and the ugly.
Right,
you know,
right.
Like you said before, all white people are not racist. I know some cool white people that wouldn't say nigga if their life was on the line, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
So it all starts with love, you know, same communication and respecting each other's opinions, whether it's yay or nay. You know, I love, for instance, Donald Trump for letting us know who exactly he is. I mean, I love him for that because now I know, you know what I'm saying? Now I have a clear conscience to make my decision whether I'm with you or I'm against you. So, salute, man. The solution starts with the election, you know, let out.
Mm-hmm.
You know, as much as everyone,
yeah.
you know, go to the you know, send the city council meetings and et cetera.
Yeah, you have to. That's
right.
What I said. Get involved
That's
in
true.
Your community. Get involved in your communities is a very – some people sit back and think that, you know, it's only for politicians – to be involved in the politics side of different laws and paths. You have to, you are the community. They're there for you. You can go to these council meetings. You can go to these things. And when they're passing certain things, you can be a part of that voting system. And you have to know what's going inside of your city. You should
We're
know what's
charge.
Going on. We have to get more involved and be more, get them, come on, you guys. I think that a lot of our people are not really involved. And they don't
right.
have, some of them don't understand it. And I think some people who do understand it just really just be like, well, it doesn't work anyway. We need to get over that attitude and get involved. Not only get involved, actually go out for these positions ourselves and be in the community. You are part of this community. You know these communities. So you should be a part of that. You know, let's
right.
vote our people in to make sure that,
right.
you get what I'm saying? I just think that it's a lot of things that can be done. It's a lot of things that can happen, but we have to do them the right way. It has to be done the right way. But going and shooting police is not the right way. Okay, number one, no lives should have been lost. And all this that happened all this week, nobody should have been killed. Okay?
Right.
So let's not say, oh, we're just going to be in solidarity for the police. You know, Donald Trump, he kind of gave like a real stupid condolence to the two guys that were shot. Really, you could say that, Donald Trump, because we don't need it from you because you're fake, number one. But he did say that he stands in solidarity with the police. That's kind of weird. But, okay, anyway, you know, I stand in solidarity with peace. What about that? I'm not putting like just for the police. I'm standing solidarity with peace. We need peace. This world needs peace right now because there's a lot of negative stuff happening within this world. And I've been saying it, and we have said it.
I think the biggest misconception about the government is that people have is the government works for us. We don't work for them. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
In a sense, you know
right.
what I'm saying? Like these politicians, the mayor is, we the people control the mayor. He's supposed to make moves in
right.
our right interests. And only way
That's
he can
right.
make moves in our interests is to,
if
as you
involved.
Said before, speak out and go
yes.
to these
mm-hmm.
meetings and tell them what.
If you don't
right.
tell him what's going on in your communities and what's going on where he can, like, take those problems back and figure out solutions, then guess what? He's just going to come up with his own. And everything
right.
is just going to be designed how they want it to be. So you got to make
right.
sure that you're involved. And it starts with me. I will be more involved with Atlanta. I will be more involved with what's going on here in our city. I want to make sure that I'm at certain places so I can see, you know, what can we do to make changes? Because it starts here. It starts everywhere. It starts with you. It starts with all of us. Be educated.
Right.
Educated. You know what I'm saying?
And that's the thing, because they don't expect us to be.
Stop posting bullshit on your Facebook. Ladies, stop posting bullshit on your Facebook where you look stupid, you're doing stupid shit, and then all of a sudden you're on TV and you don't, you get what I'm saying? And I want to say that to the young ladies. Maybe I keep it too real. Maybe I keep it too real and I shouldn't say this.
Right.
But I was looking at the girl, the Philando girl, that the girlfriend, the guy that got murdered, his girl that's been speaking on TV this whole time, I want her to, can you please, this is no shade, this is serious, go, you're on TV now, go get fixed up, represent us, get fixed up, don't be the stereotype that they're trying to make, because the people on the news, they want to see us looking stupid anyway. You take off the shower cap and all the other stuff, go get yourself dressed nice. Take down some of those photos, because I went through the Facebook part, and you got stuff that just don't need to be there, because people, that's how they judge us. The first
right.
picture they're going to go to is the picture when you're smoking weed and you're doing this and doing that. Stop all that.
Yes,
don't
indeed.
Post that stuff up on your post, your social media.
Like you
people,
said, they
get
like,
it together.
They like to see us stupid, because an educated person, an educated black man or a black woman, you know, saying that has the mic, they cut them off,
right.
or they show
exactly.
snippets of it. But the person that's speaking in bonnets, they play the whole clip without unedited.
Oh, yeah.
You know, what I'm saying everything's gonna
oh,
roll
yeah.
through. But the educated,
oh, yeah.
they snippets. You know, what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Confused.
Oh yeah. That was too smart. You too damn smart. Right. Go sit down.
Right.
Okay. This was a very quick show, you guys. We just wanted to. Just come and voice our opinions on everything that's been happening with these past couple days, which has been very sad for me. But like I said, you guys, I need you to take a moment, go pray, go talk to God. I need you guys
yes,
to meditate,
indeed.
Raise your vibrations, get some of this positive energy, because there's too much negativity that's happening in this world right now. So turn off your TVs. Take them over to silence for yourself and really just collect yourself and get your energy back, because I think that it's too much negative energy going out. And I think that if somebody was on the other side, like the dark side, guess what? They would love it, right? Because there's a lot of bad energy
mm-hmm.
going out. So we
right.
have to make sure we are aware of this. I love you guys. It's always love. Stay safe. If you guys want to hit me up at Sexy India on Twitter, Angela, you want to give out yours and timer?
Yes, you can hit me up on Twitter at AMR Artistry, you guys.
Yes.
And you can hit me up, The Real Mr. Timer, at The Real Mr. Timer on Twitter. with it.
Yes. And
we
have something we want to say real quick too. Dollhouse Radio is redoing everything. We have some shows. We have new shows coming, and some of our shows who've been off are coming back. So get ready for that. We have anniversary week that's coming the end of July. We're going to have a week of fun for anniversary week. We're going to be talking about that. You guys get ready. I have a big surprise for you for anniversary week. It's going to be awesome. We got a lot of stuff coming for Dollhouse Radio, so don't sleep on us. We're coming back. We have a lot of shows. A lot of shows are still on air right now, 7 days a week. So make sure you guys check out our schedule, Blog Talk Radio, / Dollhouse Radio, and dollhouseradio.com. We're coming back with a lot of shows, so get ready. My show, Vance City, will be back soon. Timer.
Beauty and Beast is returning as well.
Beauty and Beast is returning. So you guys get ready. Truth be told, too, we got some new stuff coming. Trust me, you guys are going to love this. I can't wait.
Revamped.
All the shows come back. We're going to be revamping Dollhouse Radio. So thank you guys for being here tonight. Tomorrow, is any shows on tomorrow? No, no shows on tomorrow, right?
Nope,
I think
no shows on tomorrow.
We're not on Sunday.
Yeah, you guys are not on Sunday. It's Urban Society Sunday. Make sure y'all turn and tune in. Is it 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time still?
10:30 Eastern.
He's at 10:30? Okay,
yeah.
So make sure you turn to Urban Society. The next show is going to be on Sunday, this Sunday. And then we also have Wes Clark on Mondays. He'll be on Monday. Thank you guys so much. Angela, Timer, thank you guys for joining me. We'll see you guys next time.
Stay in mind.
All right, have a good night, guys.
Bye.
House Radio.